what we work really hard here at doing is bringing to our listeners the kind of stuff they really should be listening to, but don't even know exists.
This is The Art of Construction with your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keith. Devin has built a multi-7-figure business in the construction industry, selling windows, doors, and hardware over the past 13 years. Devin's passion for helping those around him led him to create the Art of Construction informational platform, a part of which is a fireside chat podcast with industry professionals all focused on how they apply art in their business and construction projects. Grown to an audience of over 100,000, Devin shares his strategies for what he has accomplished and creates insightful conversations with industry leaders. This is The Art of Construction, featuring your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keith.
All right, Tribe, we're going to dive in and have a chat with Dominic Rubino, who I give this guy a lot of credit. And the reason why is because he reached out to us and followed up. And I'm going to fall on my sword and say, I did not do a very good job. I missed an appointment. And the guy was just totally crushed it from A to Z. We had a pre-call to learn more about each other. He gave so much great information. And why I tell you that story is because it's really hard to be the go-giver philosophy in today's world of noise, because there's so many things that we're all trying to react to. So take a time to really listen in as we're talking with Dominic and learn about what he's done and his stories, because the go-giver is really how you grow in today's world. And another podcast, if you're interested in the art of construction, let's go ahead and have a fireside chat and learn about Dominic and what he's all about. Lock and load, Tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
Kombucha lately.
Kombucha. That. Yeah. I don't even know anything about that. Tell us what that's all about.
You know, I started drinking it because some of my buddies at the gym drink it. It's a brewed fermented tea, but it's non-alcoholic. And I don't drink beer, believe it or not, but it has that same beer, you know, that acidity and that bubbliness. And it's a great drink. So
there you go. I'm
trying to stay healthy.
Attaboy. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
You know, it's probably more to do with the people I went with than the place I went. Does that make sense?
Sure does. But where's that place?
Well, so I went to Italy with my wife for our honeymoon. That was fantastic. I kayaked through a portion of New Zealand for a little while when I was much younger. We go to a place called Osoyoos, Lake Osoyoos. It's in the very northern part of the United States, the very southern part of Canada. And I go there with my wife and kids in the summertime, and it's just heaven.
Awesome. So your favorite place you've traveled is places with your wife and your favorite people, and the stories come along with that, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Never been asked that question.
What's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena?
Outdoors, so fishing and hunting.
Awesome. We got to know a little bit about Dominic Rubino. So the background of teeing this up, Tribe, is that you know, you meet people from really cool avenues. And I have been thinking really hard about all these amazing podcasters that are out there, and we're all kind of running these different swim lanes. And I started this monumental art of construction, and I'm going to be the big and change the whole world. And then I'm 4 years later, 100 episodes, finding how hard that is to do. But what I'm learning now is that from my blood, sweat, and tears of building the art of construction, these awesome connections are coming back. And so Dominic actually has similar paths about an entrepreneur doing several different things. And I want to hear his story. But first, correct me if I'm wrong, you have your own podcast, correct?
I do.
So that's how we met. So tell us about your podcast and then your story.
Well, I have an industry podcast. It's a little more specific than all construction. Mine is called Cabinet Maker Profit System. And I speak to architectural woodworkers, cabinet makers, furniture makers, pool and billiard table makers, anybody that does finished products in wood.
Awesome. And so what got you to starting that podcast? What's your story behind that?
You know, I'm an entrepreneur, truly an entrepreneur. I've built a couple businesses. In the last 15 years, I've built and sold two multinational companies. And I only say that to tell you there's scope there. I'm not, you know, there's some business coaches out there that, you know, they read a book and now they're a business coach. I come at it from being a business owner who loves coaching. The company I'm selling right now, I'm actually a franchisor of a business coaching company. So I have 237 business coaching franchisees around the world. In selling that, and that's another story why I'm selling it, but in selling that, I decided to specialize in trades because I love trades, and in woodwork because I've done tons of work for the woodworkers in the last 18 years.
So it was kind of your hobby and your entrepreneur, and you had this coaching different businesses. And now you're selling that and you're saying, hey, I really like this, so I'm going to attack it for millwork guys.
Yeah. And I kept getting booked to speak for an association called AMAC, which is the Architectural Woodworkers Manufacturing Association. It's very similar to AWI, A-W-I, and kind of similar to NKBA and a number of other associations. But I found that what I was saying really resonated there. And what I also like is that trades guys, they know how to GSD, which stands for get stuff done. And, you know,
yeah,
I like that.
Awesome. So what's the presentation you've been giving these organizations that are really, that's really been relatable and have you come back?
Well, every organization has a little bit of a different flavor. They have a different learning goal for their group, but I always come at it from an owner's perspective. And that's what my podcast is, and very similar to yours, right? We're talking at the owner level. What can we do to change the company or get more time off, make more money, run it better? So I've talked about things like the huddle, which is a communication and accountability tool. I think you're probably familiar with the huddle, Devin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. But it's a very beautiful, simple system for running the company, little bits at a time every day that keeps everybody moving in the right path. All the way to culture building things like the victor-victim concept. What does it look like when somebody's above the line or below the line? How does my leadership style affect that? And how can I change or build the culture in my company so that it can do what I need it to do based on really a soft skill, but the cornerstone of everything?
Awesome. That's a lot of different directions there. That has to be quite a presentation. So,
well, those are different presentations. Yeah, those are different.
Yeah. Awesome. So those are all different topics and you dial in on each one of those.
Cool. Yeah. I have different types of conversations depending on what the business owner needs. They're always around time or team or money or exit strategy, growth strategy, family business. So there's a couple different themes I specialize in.
Cool. And where are you? I'm looking at you on the Skype call here. You got some cool map. And you said earlier before we got on the call that you're in a co-working facility, traveling. Where are you at today and where are you out of regularly?
Yeah, so I'm in Vancouver, Canada, and normally I work out of this office here. There's times that I travel to either speak at a association group, but I like to be based here. I traveled far too much for the last few years, far too much, and it was really affecting my family. So that's why now in selling my current business, I've decided to focus where I can just be home, and I get to see my kids tonight. And there are too many years. That I would travel Monday to Thursday, and that's not the dad I want to be. So I'm changing it.
Well, I commend you for that. So you're selling the business, going to stay put, and what's the stay put all about with this podcast and the cabinet shops and millwork shops? What do you want to get out of that?
Well, I want to work with the business owners who love building their business and trades guys. You know, they come from such honest beginnings, right? I started out of my basement. I started out of my garage, or this was my dad's business, my uncle's business, my cousin's, you know, all that family stuff. Mm-hmm. And here these guys are running a business that's $2, $5, $10, $20 million, looking around saying, how did I get here? I went to trade school or, you know, high school. I'm just good with my hands. And now I've got a multi-million dollar business. And I like those kinds of conversations with people like that who've just gone to make things happen on their own. It's what I like doing. So that's why I'm building this this podcast, to educate that community and to provide value there. And some of them become clients, or some of them invite me for speaking, which is great. But I like doing this.
Cool. Yeah. Or the School of Hard Knocks, right? It's amazing how many of the businesses, especially American craftsmen, that, you know, it's been passed on and that's what they know. And the history of that industry is just fascinating. Because it's very different having woodworking as a hobby or having it as a business, right?
Very different. Yeah.
So what would you say on along those lines?
Well, you know, actually the best thing to say is not even me saying it. There's a really good book that some of your listeners, and maybe even you, have read before. It's a book by Michael Gerber, and it's called The E-Myth Revisited. And the E does not stand for e-commerce. It's it's the entrepreneurial myth revisited. Have you heard? I see you nodding your head. Have you read that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you go back to some of the beginning shows, that was kind of our giveaway as I was building out the Art of Construction platform. Mm. If you left a review on iTunes, we would send you a book and have a consultant message like this just from a get to know each other a little bit more. So I've done several of those. That's been really fun because I literally did that. I left the corporate world. My stepfather that raised me was my boss's boss. And he's like, Devin, if you're going to go do this, here's the E-myth. And I literally just did what that book said before I knew what to do. And now I'm, and you and I have talked about that offline, where I've hired the EOS system to just take and have a coach that's really focusing day to day on that business. And that's what us guys do. And wherever you're at in the world, whether it's Denver where I'm at or Vancouver where you're at, you got to find somebody that get your back to help you work on that business if you want to grow it, especially if you want to grow it. If you just want to take over from your dad and now pay your mortgage and your sister's mortgage and your brother's mortgage, what I mean by who's ever working for you,
yeah,
so be it. But if you want to grow it and get it to be a business that runs by itself, you better get some people to help you work on the business. Wouldn't that be fair to say?
I couldn't agree with you more. It really comes down to two things. Bringing in that outside person. It doesn't have to be me or you, but you're looking for somebody who's got perspective. You don't want them to be too close because that perspective is a benefit. And then the second thing is intent. And I'll tell you, the reason intent is important is because who does a business owner talk to? This goes for me just as much as it does for you. I've had coaches in all of my businesses. I think, Devin, you have too. Who can I talk to that doesn't have a vested interest in the answer? Like if I talk to my banker, he wants to give me answers that keeps me low risk and paying him back. If I talk to my lawyer, he wants to, you know, mitigate risk and make sure I pay him. The accountant, the same thing, but a really good business coach, and you'll find them in your local market or, you know, set out to find one. Their intent is to make sure you as the owner are doing what you need to so you can pay your mortgage, your sister's mortgage, your brother's mortgage and grow the business so your kids can take it.
Yeah. And I say that not condescending, but it weighs on you as a business owner. So you have to, you know, figure that stuff out. And I live that. We all live that as business owners and being coaches and helping along and finding the one that relates to you. And I love your comment about just because I read this book, now I'm a coach. you know, I've spent a lot of my career real estate agents. A lot of them are, I don't have a job, so I'm going to be a real estate agent. And so there's so many of them that don't actually do any deals. It's what do you do?
Yeah.
Consultants and coaches have got a bad rap because there's a lot of them that run a system. You have to find someone that's put in the 10,000 hours. I love, you know, I'm a Denver Broncos fan, and I loved how Peyton Manning came here and he had spent the 10,000 hours. He just had to now take his Audible Omaha and make it work here. Yeah. If he wouldn't have spent in the 10,000 hours, he wouldn't have been able to come here and do that and be the coach and the field player and everything that he was. And so I really respect those people that have done that. And I'm trying to be a student of the game with the Art of Construction and connecting to awesome people like Dominic that are doing the same thing. And look at us as this core of people all trying to help and put the right person in the right place after you define the right system. What would you say about that?
You know, it's funny you brought up football as an example, because imagine if you sat down to watch your favorite football team this weekend and they didn't have a coaching staff take the field. What would you say?
They'd be lost.
They'd be lost, right? Well, how come as business owners, we go out there and do that all the time? We don't have a coach in the background. And many people do. And unfortunately, lots don't. But it's okay. Everybody finds what they need at the time they need it. So we're here.
I think why we're going down this squirrel hole, though, is because the Art of Construction is notorious for that. If you want it done right, do it yourself. Or, you know, the School of Hard Knocks, you learn by doing. And, you know, especially, for lack of a better term, old school woodworking tools. Like, I'm passionate about, you know, I collect old hand wood planes. And I went down to be a student of the game to learn, and I collect every plane I have in my collection to make a window sash before you had electricity. And I went by that to learn how it all, you know, the evolution of that. And I learned, I became a member of the Colorado Woodmasters Guild and did all this really cool geeky stuff if you're into millwork like I am. But then you appreciate that old window versus just blow and go and throw it away and put a vinyl window if you're talking windows, right?
Yeah, it's a different animal.
especially like billiards, you think about the art of a billiards table if it's a real craftsman versus Amazon, right?
Slapping it together. Well, I've had a couple billiards table clients. They're pretty interesting.
So give us one story of your podcast to get kind of gain awareness here on the art of construction of, you know, if obviously if you're a mill worker in that industry, you'd find passion, but within the art of construction, where do you fit in?
You know, so I come in at the owner's level or the partner's level, because a lot of the people listening to this are business partners, or they have business partners, whether it's a family business or themselves and another person. But what we work really hard here at doing is bringing to our listeners the kind of stuff they really should be listening to, but don't even know exists. So I've just set, just today, by the way, I've just set a podcast interview with a guy named Garrett Gunderson, who does private family business legacy wealth management. That sounds pretty crazy and highfalutin, but it's, you know, if you're a company that's making money and you intend to pass this business on to your kids, it needs to be set up a certain way today to make that happen, right? And if you're a proud parent and you want to do that, you have to do it right, so that I don't want to take everything away from what Garrett's going to say, and I don't know everything he's going to say, but if you do it wrong, you just lead to your kids fighting. So yeah, that kind of information, you would never, as an owner, you'd never think, I better go find some info on this. But if you listen to my podcast, I bring it to you. That's what I love.
Awesome. Yeah, and all those stories come together, and you do learn by doing, but if you can take the best ideas or stolen and mesh them in together to where, instead of the crusty owner of me saying, if I own a window and door company day to day and I say I'm paying my family's mortgages, that's a short-sighted thing. We should have a coach come in and help us all together to say, how do we all own this and that, to say, where do we want to go with this thing and live a full life perspective, right?
You know, I don't want to say, this is going to sound like a life insurance guy, and I don't want to, nor am I knocking life insurance guys. But last week, 2 weeks ago, I had two horrible phone calls. One of them, a guy's wife asked him for a divorce because he was working all the time. And the second one is one of the people listening, he's not a client, but one of the people listening ended up getting a brain injury in his dentist's chair. And his wife is scrambling now trying to put the business together because he hasn't passed away, but he's not all there. And they were just trying to put those systems in place so they could keep moving forward. But that's what you have to do. Just write it down. Have a system. You know, bring in a coach or bring in your neighbor, but somebody to help you put those systems in to do it right.
Awesome. So you've bought and sold businesses. For the entrepreneurs listening, what are some of those things that helped you make the business and sell the business?
Recurring revenue and team. Those would be, for me, the two big things. Like, having the right team in place allows me to go away and think the big thinks. And so I put a lot into team training and making sure my people are happy and productive, and that there's lots of communication. You know, that you and I know the language of having a huddle or a weekly, monthly cadence of having meetings. That helps everybody know what's going on. And then setting up a model where there's at least some level of recurring revenue or contracts in place. A business can sell for more money if contracts are in place.
Cool. Great advice. So what was the impetus of you reaching out to the Art of Construction?
Well, you're the big guys in the podcasting space. And I listened to you as well. So I thought, well, if I'm listening to these guys, I might as well suggest that I'm a guest, because I think I can add some value to the language of the construction industry. And maybe some of my listeners will discover your podcast. And where's the harm in that? Getting more education around growing the business, as opposed to getting more technical training on the tools, is a good thing for everybody. And I really believe that the more people like you and me and some of the other podcasters we've talked about, the more we work together and the more we share that info, the better the whole industry is. It's just like joining an industry association. You've got to get new information from somewhere.
So we had a pre-call tribe just to get to know each other, to kind of tee this up for this conversation. And I'd like to be much more authentic and bring you, be the fly on the wall for this fireside chat, than be a rigid, this is how it's done conversation. And I put you on the spot there because I knew that's how you would answer it. And that was really the goal or the impetus for me, was to say, instead of seeing everything as a competition, to say, there's no secret sauce to what I do, and I've just been really consistent and just been at it and worked really hard and try to listen to others and just keep building the tribe. That's really the honest answer, what I've been doing. And so I've been doing it longer than you and been consistent. And very few people look at it as a marathon. They see, yeah, they want to sprint to the finish line. That's just not how this stuff works. And the other part is actually asking for help. The whole time away, the whole time I've been doing this, I've been asking, what do you think works? What helps? And hey, yeah, do you want to be a member of the tribe? And that's been my thing the whole time, is just say, now we are, if it's Millwork, I'm going to say, man, you got to listen to Dominic's podcast. And that's the other powerful thing of what's been kind of hard for me, is that when I say the whole art of construction, that's a pretty broad spectrum. That's hard to get the snowball rolling down the hill. But I'm not going to give up. But having people like Dom to help build that tribe is really cool. So that's, I ditto that for sure. It's amazing how small the world is. I used to say, you know, Denver's such a small, big city. And I'm like, nah, this is like a small, big world. If you just put yourself out there in the world of noise, if you don't just see everything as noise, if you see it as a growth opportunity, it's everywhere. You just got to pull it in and utilize it, right?
Yeah, well, that's the key. You pull it in and utilize it, because it's easy to stick our heads in the sand and just keep working away at making, you know, casework and just churning out great work. But unless you look up every once in a while and try to get some perspective, you're just probably just going to go in a circle. And so listening to a podcast, you can do it while you're walking your dog or driving home or whatever you like to do. Tonight, I'm going home. I have a laurel hedge that has a life of its own. And it has to be. and it's winning right now, just so everybody knows. It is winning. But I'm going to listen to a podcast while I'm out there, because what am I going to do? I don't need to listen anymore, classic rock. I love it, but I'm going to listen to a podcast and feed my brain. You know, the business I'm selling right now, I'm a partner with a gentleman named Brian Tracy. Brian's quite a big name and author in the world of business improvement, sales improvement, in general improvement. And he always says, turn your car into a university. Audiobooks are out there. Podcasts are out there. And you can take in more information just on your commute to and from work than your university-age son or daughter will get in a year. And you're paying for their college education, by the way. But you can do it all in podcasts and listening to Audible.
It's scary, right? And I think about that a lot, as trying to save up for my 3-year-old's college. But while I'm living the day-to-day art of construction, saying there's such good careers in plumbing and millwork, because they're so needed in the art of construction.
Yeah.
And you spend so much time and money learning the theories of the textbook in this world that's changing so fast. And that's no easy thing. The big thing I challenge is get involved in the podcast world, but also do internships and get paid to learn along the way and try different things. If you're a student to the game, whatever age you are, there's all kinds of ways to get involved and put it all together to find and mold yourself. What makes you tick? What do you say about that?
Yeah, there's a saying, and I don't want to take credit for it, but it's going to sound like I invented it. But it is, you'll always do better if you work to learn than if you work to earn, right? So constantly challenging myself to learn new things. I didn't know how to do a podcast. I'm still probably not doing it right. But get out there and learn. What's the harm? And it's the same thing with strategic planning. What's the harm in taking your company through strategic planning and getting it half wrong? Well, my friend, you just got it half right.
There you go.
You know, just go do it.
Yeah. And that's easier said than done sometimes. I was on a call with a great friend and another colleague earlier today, and going through some tough times. You talked about the real world that gets put in check. But when you get down in the hole, dig yourself out, you know, and have people that can help you pull you through is key. And that's what's so fun about this network, that, you know, it's not perfect. You know, I was late to this call and I missed that. I'm fanatic about Lombardi time. If you're not, you know, 5 minutes early, you're late.
Yeah.
And here I was that guy. So SHIT happens, right?
Yeah.
And if you see that and you work and you just fall on your sword versus just pretending it didn't happen, don't do that. You know, treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
So I love these podcasts where it's another podcaster and two visionaries, entrepreneurs together, because we go, right?
Get all revved up.
Yeah. So if there's one thing you want the Art of Construction audience to hear for contractors to grow their business from everything you've done, put us on a journey and end us on a high note talking through those details.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to urge you to do is just remember where you are today versus where you were before. And it's easy for all of us to just think, oh, I could be doing so much more. I could be doing so much more. But in the regular course of my week, so I'm a professional business coach and I talk to lots of companies every week. Let's say Monday, I'll talk to a guy and he says, Dom, we're doing around $1 million right now, but man, life would be so different if we were doing 2 million. And then Tuesday comes and I talk to a guy and he goes, yeah, Dom, we're doing about 2 million, but I'll tell you, life would be different if we were doing about 3 million. And by the end of the week, I talk to a guy who says, yeah, you know, I'm doing about 10 million now, but I'm going to be able to take some time off and enjoy my wife and kids. And we hit around 15 million. And it's funny that we all do this. We all think there's something else to wait for before we enjoy our life and sort of reap the rewards from what we've built. It's now. You've done it. By virtue of the fact that you're listening to this podcast, which is The Art of Construction with Devin Tilley, or if you're listening to mine or any other podcast, you've already separated yourself from everybody else in the world because you have taken it upon yourself to think differently and just ask a really simple question, how can I learn something new? And to you, I've got to give you huge kudos and credits because you're about 2% of the business world right there. And so you're already a leader. You're already a thought leader just by listening to this and podcasts like it.
Awesome. Great stuff. It's an honor to meet you. And I can't wait to circle back and all of us podcasters working together to help everybody grow their business. What a fun journey we're on here together. And either you're growing or dying, and I'd rather always be learning to be growing. Right, man?
Yep, that's right. Going up.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming and telling us your story. What's the best way? What's your platforms on your podcast to send us out, or a website? What's the best way to get involved in your podcast?
You know what? To get involved and listen to the podcast, it's called Cabinet Maker Profit System. It's on, we just got on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on Libsyn. We're on Player FM. So you can hear us there. I also record all of my podcasts as a video. So all of those are recorded as videos on YouTube. And we're running something right now called Profit Lab, which has been insane, crazy busy. And if you're interested in Profit Lab, then go to the website, which is cabinetmakerprofitsystem.com. And learn more about it and ask questions if you want and talk to the rest of the people in the community. And we've got a tribe just like you do. And I'm excited to be part of it.
Awesome. Well, now we're all one big, happy tribe crushing it together. Thanks, my man.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, I said it in the intro. This guy is passionate about what he does. And I challenge you, the call to action is find what makes you passionate and find your Dominic wherever you're at in the world. If you're in Vancouver, check it out. If you're in the millwork industry, check it out. And that's one thing that I've really learned as I've went on this journey with the Art of Construction. And as I've evolved and molded my day-to-day company to keep my boots on the ground, but you know, think small, but dream big. When I dream big and said, I'm going to change the Art of Construction, it's not easy, tribe, but you got to surround yourself around good people that you can build a relationship. And now I'm so cool for me to be a resource to take all of you tribe that's listening and now go into these swim lanes. If it comes to millwork, or if you want to know more about millwork and being coached as an ownership, you know, the millwork I always talk about the windows and doors. It's like in hardware, it's the jewelry and it's what makes a house. And today we've lost touch on a lot of these houses to where it's just about blow and go. If you walk into a house that has really talented millwork, it really can set it off. And I love built-in millwork where you're not, you know, we talked about the billiards, but also that craftsmanship built into the house. So I challenge you to go give it a try and say, here's a resource to help you grow your business when it comes to cabinetry and millwork. So, hey, you got nothing to lose. If your landscape's out of control or this or that, like he's out cleaning, doing his hedge, now you got another resource when you get done with the Art of Construction to go keep heading on over to the Cabinet Maker. So thanks for listening. We love you guys. Keep it up. Crush it out there. Grow your business. Hey, tribe. I'm so passionate about this tribe that we're building and just want to say thanks for listening. And as the go-giver, maybe you can give me something back. If you liked what you heard today, do us a favor and head over to iTunes and give us a review. It's really how the podcasting world grows their business. And that's what we're all about here. This helps to get the podcast in front of people looking to grow their business. We want to hear what you want more of. This is for you, contractors and architects, to grow your business. Talk to you on the next one, Tribe.